Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the idea. Be extraordinary. Hello again, another episode of Winspiration Radio. And it will be inspiring again because it was last time when she was here. Last time when she was here, I said, let's talk in a session about consciousness. But we not really did it. We talked about a lot of things. So we ended the session with, okay, next time we talk about consciousness. And so she is here again, Rebecca Berlin Sonnenburg. And in between the last session and today, we did together a seminar about consciousness. And the participants said, oh, it was really, 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 really good for them. Big consciousness widening, or we'll say awareness, higher levels, where we don't like really high, expanding consciousness. So we will try it in this session again. Welcome, Rebecca. And last time we jumped to a lot of things. This was extremely interesting, and we know the world is so complex that we have a lot of topics. But if we try to reduce this to the topic consciousness, where maybe everything else is included, and now we had this seminar trying to be at the edge of modern science of consciousness. And I know you studied it for a few years now, whereas the modern or the courageous scientist who dare to think totally out of the box or even believing there is no box.
Correct.
So can you give us a kind of introduction, how you see this, what is consciousness, and what could we learn out of it, and how could we use the modern understanding?
Yes, so a short summary. How much time do you have? It's not so easy, because you mentioned two things, my own development in that area and the seminar we have just had last week, which just facilitated together. And we could see after in a very intense week that the people could do, our participants could do, and they were very open-minded, that the participants could do a real leap of consciousness. We get all the feedbacks. I received a few more this morning. There's a lot going on. So it's possible. But when you start this journey, because it is so contradicting with everything we have learned before, it is actually mind-boggling at the beginning. And I remember, I think I mentioned it last time, that I have a history of consciousness, actually kind of since my childhood. But nevertheless, I was taught all the other paradigms of the scientific world and how everybody receives reality, which was also for me kind of mind-boggling to see now that what I've always sensed seems to be the right one, the reality, but the other reality we have agreed upon is there and actually determining our daily life. So if you step into consciousness and what's going on in the scientific realm and with the spiritual teachers who are now closing shoulders with the scientific community, when you step into it, it's at the beginning a huge complexity. And I remember when I started to go for my so-called heroes in my fabulous four in consciousness, like Kastrup and Hoffman, when I started to follow their work, there were days where I really had to switch it all off for a few days, because otherwise I thought, how can I manage my daily life? How can I actually talk with anybody about the so-called reality and the other reality? I think that and Donald Hoffman always refers to it as well, and all in the community are actually very interested and relate a lot to it, to the movie The Matrix at the end of last century, which for the first time confronted us with the idea there might be a matrix, there might be a construct. And it was in those days the movie, and people were struggling with it, but fascinated and everything. So now we are facing the truth, or what you would say, just the basic reality. There is a matrix, and we are all doing this. We are actually weaving our so-called reality every day, all together, all of us. And underneath is just consciousness. And we are connected the entire time to consciousness, but we are not aware of our consciousness, only from time to time in glimpses, because we are actually living the so-called reality, or call it matrix. So yeah, it's a big story. And I totally understand when people say it's too complex. On the other side, when I see all the developments in the world at the moment, you can go for climate, war scenarios, governments, go for all of it, which is all every day broadcasted through all kinds of media and bombarding you the entire time. This is too complex too. Meanwhile, people can't actually digest the complexity of news and facts which we are bombarded by every day. It's hard for them to get things clear and to know what is real, what is actually affecting me. And then you already start to go to consciousness, because when you start to reflect, to take yourself for a moment out of what's happening and reflect what's real here, what's affecting me, how I resonate with what, and then you are starting already the process of consciousness in a new way. But who has the time? How many people on this planet at the moment do have the time, do have that luxury doing it? And on top, we're not educated to do it. So does it give a little bit of the idea what...
No, as we did the seminar together, I understand quite well what you want to say, but I'm not sure. If you really understand it, depending what your level of consciousness in this way is. And that's why I try to ask something when we talk about the me or I.
The self.
We know already from the brain science that what they discovered, especially with modern technology, computers, in the last 10, 20 years, that they needed to accept, okay, 80% of what we believe so far is, let's forget it.
Yeah.
I need to rethink that. And the modern neocortex, this wonderful thing where you can create everything and create the illusions, but if you're identified with it, then you have a tough time. And then if you stay there, everything is extremely complex if you look like kind of horizontal to everything. But those who have these so-called near-death experience, the idea is to say, moment, or the last moments of life, or the neocortex, I just say that bubble bursts, and all these identification fictions are gone, then the more true self sees it all, and it seems not so complex for them. They see the complexity, but it doesn't feel so complex or stressed anymore. So in this way, just going on the kind of meta level and watching it, it can still be stressy because you see so much, but it's not meaning directly you're really out of the bubble or the matrix. You can be in the matrix on the meta level.
You are on all these levels, but I would, when you started to explain it, I would kind of disagree right from the beginning. Because the first thing is to realize, what if there is no brain, there is no neocortex? Because if there's only consciousness, and we have made up all of that, and then the body, the brain, which I sometimes think it's a great receiver,
mm-hmm.
And a big filter, and a sensor and so many things. And but it's just a tool to look into the other world and to connect it. We are, as you quite rightly mentioned, we are here in this matrix, and we have to live here. And all the experience which we are doing here are real for us. We experience real experiences. It's a reality in this matrix, which we have agreed upon that we are playing it like a game. So we play by the rules, and everything here is...
I think it would be great if we really understand it as a game.
Yeah, it would be funnier, hey?
If I realize also when people are sitting together playing a game, they can fight also. Right?
Yeah, that's true. But also, I mean, game implements a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, which actually can really help to deal with that so-called reality, to see that something which is a construct, which is a game, and I'm not really in it because I have that self which can see it, look at it, and at the same time, I'm playing the game.
Yes.
But then if you go to that, what you called, which is simple, underneath, beyond, whatever you call it, meta, it is, that's the problem with the whole situation. We don't have a terminology, a vocabulary for it. We are still searching for words. And when you look for the guys and who are working in that field, each of them develops an own language, and there is no common language yet. And because with the matrix, it's constantly interfering. So if you say reality, 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 awareness, awareness, experience, then everything, what is where? It is difficult. But when you refer to that, it might be you came to the near-death experiences. It might be quite simple if you go through that. I call it the funnel. You go through and you're on the other side. It might be very clear, simple, in a way basic, but in its way to be basic, it is so huge and so different of all of it what we've ever learned, that then normally the normal person says, enough and enough, that's too much for me, and I have to pay my bills at the end of the month. And by the way, my child has to go to school, and I have just at the moment a problem in my job. So leave that to me, because I can't actually bear it. And but if you break it down, it is easy, because it is just, there is nothing else than consciousness. And we have to, if we follow that approach, and then it is not that there was once a Big Bang and then a development which all the scientists will explain nicely, until finally there was then more and more matter, and then there was just one cell and it was developing organisms. And then there is the big miracle. One day there was consciousness. And that's the problem for all of them. Nobody can say how out of that matter which they have defined, there was always, how could that develop to consciousness? They can't make it. Not with all kinds of scientific approaches, they can't do it. And this is the fascinating part, without going into details here and bore anybody with it. But the guys who actually started at the end of last century to say, wait a minute, if all the great minds, all the geniuses don't get it together, how would it be if we have a totally different approach, not going from here, 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 but going from here, backwards, backwards, backwards? And all of a sudden, they could prove there was always consciousness. And consciousness has created the whole story, the whole game. And all of us is consciousness, which is normally the point where people say, enough is enough, give me another drink. Yeah.
No, it's just, if I interpret it right in this way, the Bible, it says at the beginning was a word and not the matter.
Yeah.
So it is a kind of, that's why they call it also Geist in the German, or spirit, there and out of this. It's like we see the blue sky and one day there is a cloud and then one day comes rain out of the blue sky. So what is this really? And in my book, Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul, I have this situation with the brain, super brain professor from Germany, And he says all the memory is in the head. Because, like you said, they're thinking only in
matter.
Only in matter. It needs to be all in matter.
But what if there is no matter?
Yeah. But first of all, a lot of things are not true. Because if you take parts out, people can maybe remember anyway or do it different. And so the idea is also the few or the fabulous Fab Four you mentioned. They think really the consciousness is out of the body. We are then equivalent to out of the body experiences and everything. What's so called spiritual, but that's more the normal thing. So the consciousness develops somehow the body and not.
Yeah, it is the point which we had for centuries was that there is, and that was actually really affecting us even in scientific research, even in the last century, dramatically in a way. We were already flying to the moon and talking about visiting Mars, and we were still very much hesitant to go into brain, the research of the brain, because there was that belief system, there is a place for the soul. And it was for a while really slowing down a lot of things. There was so much respect, and they couldn't explain it. That was the other point. So there was always the idea that there is that soul in it, and there is everything in that matter, in that body, and it's inside, which again is a big challenge for people who go into that kind of approach of consciousness. What if consciousness is everywhere? So the body, if it's a construct to deal with that so-called reality here, consciousness is everywhere. It is inside, outside, everywhere. And the good news is, if you follow the idea, which actually had a very positive effect on me as well as a hypnotherapist and as a therapist, that it says, actually, there's consciousness and you are consciousness. At the moment, you are localized consciousness in this world, in this material world, which we have agreed upon as a construct. But you are as consciousness. You have been there before that life in that game. You are during connected with all the consciousness, and afterwards, you are still consciousness. That means we don't have to be afraid of death, because it's a physical death of that coat which we are wearing for a time here as localized consciousness. But nothing else. It's part of the game. It's like a little pawn on a game. It doesn't affect you. So if you're following the soul idea in religion, the soul is surviving. They leave some, depending on which religion you go into, they leave some questions open where you come from, but make it quite basic. You are existing the entire time, and you are playing that game at the same time, which I think is fascinating, and was for me also much easier to explain why I, from my early childhood on, had so-called past life experiences. And I see it with my clients. They easily go into a past life thing, and then we have them there to deal with. Where does that come from? What does it mean? So what is a receiver or brain or whatever doing here? So, but it already, I mean, this is, when I sometimes tell people about my work with clients, there is a lot of people in a way, wait a minute, that's too much, no, that is too weird already. We are at the moment at a point where we are doing it already, but need so much more to open up for all possibilities and options we have never thought could come our way across. And at a time where we are more afraid than ever, because we have those apocalyptic scenarios on this planet, and the complexity is in a way, let me have my little realm for me, my little kingdom, and don't give me too much because the complexity is shutting me down. So the mind's getting more narrow-minded, which at this time is just counterproductive because
your hands is still a lot of focus on the outside.
A lot of people even don't want to have a focus on the outside. They want to build their little.
They don't want to see it.
They don't want to see it.
On the outside.
Yeah, maybe. In a few cases, I also know some people will really say, my family and this and this, that's it. I don't switch on any news any longer. I just switch it all off. Which is when you go into consciousness, it doesn't work because you are in it anyway.
No, news and family would be also still on the outside.
Yes, yes. So it wouldn't really help. But at the moment, what we need is the opposite of reducing and containing ourselves. It is just the opposite. We need to be open, permeable, to get everything in, all the information. Because when we realize we are consciousness, we are connected anyway. Why do we shut all the windows and doors close? Just open up and go with the flow. And then you can relax. Because what if everything is okay in a way? Because we are all in it.
The judgment.
Yeah, yeah. But that is, I know that it is, I have sometimes those dinner talks when I'm meeting people. And this is not a topic which runs very well. Because most of the people...
No, the whole world is from school and everything is focused on the outside material stuff. I use the example of like not just a body. Imagine I'm the soul is a driver and the rest is the car. So a lot of people think the meaning of life is having a lot of cars or have more expensive cars or whatever, but they don't take care of the driver.
And
then one day they need to get rid of the cars, but then the driver has nothing. So if we see it like
this, it's also a picture, okay?
As a driver, our job is to maybe in this life to get more experience. And that,
but that's the question.
No.
The question is, which stage of consciousness is the driver?
Yeah, for sure. But the complexity also comes because we have so many more car companies. They have so many more models. If I only think in cars, which car I should buy, and focus only on the outside, then I'm in stress. If I'm really with the driver, it's so much easier to figure out what kind of experience I want to do. And then it reduces already the complexity to which car I should go. So it would help also start from there.
Yeah. If I'm aware of myself, that's the whole conscious way. If I'm just a pawn and not on that game board, then I play the game and I'm stressed.
Yeah.
And look at our Western world, the majority of people is overstressed. Yeah. And they're tired. You see a lot of people who are so tired. And we are talking, we have great talks about work-life balance, which I think is one of the biggest... lies they can tell people. I mean, the majority of people is working to make a living and have a weekend and vacation in order to have those short little glimpses to work again. Is it? I need the vacation and then I start the whole roller coaster again. And there is no balance. I don't know who puts that word balance into it. And when you don't do this whole game without consciousness, then it's, excuse my French, it's bloody exhausting. Because, and you age fast. If you age with consciousness, if you go through that game in a way with consciousness, then it is fascinating. And I mean, we can really go backwards in time. We are now in 2023. If you go back to the third and fourth century before Christ, where the great minds like Plato and his scholar Socrates, he was his teacher, Socrates, and his scholar was Aristotle. When you go through those to those guys, I mean, 2,500 years back, roughly, they said already, it's everything about consciousness. Figured out. You have to figure out what life is all about. You have to dive into it. And they gave us already a framework, which is in philosophy and in so many things, valid up until today. And for me, it's fascinating when we touch that topic of aging, which I'm personally involved in. In my late 60s, I know what age in that reality game is. If you look at those at the time frame then, 300, 400 years before Christ, how old did the average person got then? And then you look at these great minds. They turned 70, 80, because they were doing something with consciousness. And personally, doing that work for myself, I think aging with consciousness is fantastic, because I've never felt better than today. There might be some material weaknesses because of that body being that age, but I never felt more on the top of my game. I never felt more clarity. I never felt more excitement and adventure every day than today, because of the journey of consciousness. So there are lots of opportunities in it, but I also have a full understanding for people who say, not for me. But it would be good if they would just, join therefore seminars.
Let's have a little break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
You said even 2,500 years ago, they said it.
Yeah. They already knew.
They already knew. What if they knew? It was normal at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went off track.
I agree 100%.
Now, remember again, because society were teaching the wrong, so we shouldn't get the idea. So they were kind of exotic guys or whatever.
I couldn't agree
Wisdom
more.
Wisdom was there before.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, for them already contemplation. And you can go, it's not only the classical guys we have, you can go to China, Confucius. They all talked about it. For them, contemplation, having time for consciousness work with themselves, that was part of of their life. It was part of their life experience, and it was just extremely important for them. And then you see how our society has developed over the centuries, and especially when we started then to go more and more in science, and we figured out, we developed those models, which helped for a long time to have the construct of time and matter, which if you take it away for a lot of people is already an absolute no-go. They have to get used to it. That's the problem. But if you, it was a construct which really worked for the people, but it made us so focused on matter, and we created a total materialistic world out of it. And there we are stuck. And when you see today how our society is working, is that what I mentioned before, the so-called work-life balance and all of that? I mean, we are the hamsters and the hamster wheels, and running to get all the bills paid, because we have to have all the things which we have to pay for in order to do that. I mean, I don't want to go into detail. Everybody knows how it works, because it doesn't work. It's not very healthy, and our societies are showing more and more cracks and problems and shadows. And deep inside, we know it doesn't work. We know that it's a sick world which we are in, we have to do big resets. We know it, we feel it, we sense it, because we are consciousness. And when you said those guys then, roughly 2,500 years ago, we don't have to go so far. Every so often, if you come to people who are not involved in the hamster wheel, in the, what is it called, the rat race, who are not in it, and who could just start for whatever reason, a difference, no, they still have the knowing. And then the funny thing is, how many children do have the knowing? We have that deep knowing, and that is actually what keeps us going, because otherwise, if you have only the rat race, I mean, this is a suicidal trip. It is no fun. Why should you get up in the morning for that going on, and then have the idea, I want to get very old, to have more of that? Thank you very much. I mean, this is...
I've been there when I was young. I dreamt to be, one day I can be also with a suit on a red-eye flight. Looking backwards, away.
By the way, I met you those days. I remember.
And then the side note with the rat race. Then later, when I changed my life, cut office hours and everything and changed my life, it was just a phase when I was thinking about these terms and rat race and realizing, even if I'm the winner in a rat race...
You're still a rat.
I'm still a rat. Do I really want to be that?
That famous quote from Lily Tomlin. I love it.
What is in life to do?
Yes, you're still a rat.
Today, I try to simple thing, not focusing on matter so much as when I coach people or teach people what it's speaking or whatever. There is this survey after you listen to a speaker, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, what do you remember? And survey says 7% words. The rest is totally different. It's the energy, body language, and so on.
Yeah.
But if someone is preparing for a speech, what are they doing? 100% or the 7%. So that's the same idiotic thinking of focusing kind of on the matter and wondering why things and like in companies and management, they close the door that nobody can hear it, what they're secretly discussing, but everybody feels it.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, deep inside we know it. Deep inside we know it, but we don't want to look at it.
Don't we trust us? We know it and ignore it.
How could we trust?
Yeah, then it's a...
Because actually, if you are in the rat race or on the game or whatever you call it, it's not so easy to be there and trusting. Only if you have, back to consciousness, if you are working with yourself, when you are actually really not only running through the rat race, but realizing and in contemplation, figure out, I have done this, I could have done this, I have done this, without beating myself down, without giving me too much, just look at it and see how life is and getting that idea, that's the game, myself is here. When you get that, then you can develop more and more because you see what's happening, what's unfolding, what you are creating with others. Then you can actually develop a nice sense of trust into consciousness. And then everything from there on is much easier.
The last time we also mentioned that we as a kind of the animal come on planet Earth, but not like horses or cows. The young calves and everything, they can just walk directly.
Yeah.
We are not ready yet.
Well, we are helpless.
We are so helpless and depending. So
the question of belonging.
We can't really trust directly that we survive.
We
dependence on someone else and they teach us.
Yeah, we try to trust the others because of that central programming that I wouldn't survive if they don't like me, don't care. Then I'm dead, to be or not to be, for a baby. So I do what they want in order to belong, to be seen, to be cared for, and in order to grow up. So
I'd be a program.
It's a big
totally program.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Because I do whatever kind of program they give to me. If my father is beating me every day, then I think, okay, better than dying. So I take the beat and I want it for my entire life. Yeah, so things like that. We are very much approachable. But the point is the side effect is I don't trust myself. Because I'm always with my focus with the others. And what do I get? Am I seen? And if I don't have the idea that I can build up my own self-esteem, self-confidence, whatever, that I get that reassurance in my soul, I'm okay here. I'm a self. And I'm just going through that experience. And there are things in which are nice and not nice, but it's just the level of judging it, evaluating as it's in the game, you know, just experience. And I go through it. And then I can develop on a total different level, a total different but very, very deep trust. But I grew up also in it. I mean, my mother always said she survived World War II and all the stuff in Central Germany. And she always said, never trust anybody. Don't. And she had the one on top. Always say no first. Yes, you can say later. Yeah, yeah. And it was especially being a girl. And don't trust anybody. And then I thought as a child already, there's something wrong here because it's not nice. It doesn't, if somebody tells you things like that, it doesn't feel good. And so, yeah, our culture is not built in a way that we are developing trust in ourselves, into life, into others. But when we realize that everything is consciousness and that we all together weave this reality, that means I'm doing it anyway. I'm in it. I'm creating that reality with everybody. So then I can actually do a better job, hey?
Yeah, but
because and I can take
more what I think needs to be aware of. Like everybody nearly knows about goal setting. We should have goals and everything.
Yeah.
But most people don't get it right because they go coming back to consciousness. They're conscious never and working towards the goal. And that is hard and often not succeeding. That's why you need to go on the frequency of the goal and work from there. So with the consciousness.
And one more thing. You always should create things which are for everybody because what you put into what you put into the reality we are weaving is for everybody. Everything comes back to me, but to others.
That's the next step. And then even stressing maybe a lot of people more. But even like with the goal setting, if you just simply think of materialistic, they do it wrong. And that's why I'm not succeeding. And now comes the consciousness. Like you said, we have the chance to create something better.
Yeah.
But they do the same mistake. They try from the little materialistic point where they are to work through consciousness, not understanding if we are consciousness, we never work from there. We are there already.
That's the way.
And just turn it 180 degrees around and say, I'm consciousness. So what is the experience from there I want to have? And then you can deeper. Like I said, there is the writer of the book or like the film or whatever, then comes the director, and then comes the actor, and then comes the role. It goes always. And then you can really experience
That's true.
And the actor. But the opposite way is...
Yeah, and the point is what you just quite widely explained and described. The point is when I'm coming from consciousness, with the awareness that I'm actually consciousness, and I'm in everything with everyone, the oneness, that we are all one. From that moment on, you probably give less ideas of how I create for that localized consciousness, now a Porsche or something. So if we are all okay with each other and have a better world, then we drive probably a lot of things which are better than a Porsche. And I personally think a Porsche is not the peak of creation. There might be so many better ideas, but we can create it together, coming from oneness, having the awareness and the consciousness and taking the responsibility that I have a constant input in everything. So when I'm complaining the entire day and when I'm one of those lovely drama queens, which are sometimes cute and sometimes annoying, but it's a game which is taken Everybody likes it. It's one thing we have on society agreed upon it. It's much easier to come into an office in the morning or having a lunch meeting and say, oh my God, that traffic. And then on top, the elevator didn't work. And I tell you, this day it was just, oh. Then to come in and say, what a great day. Everything today was fine. And I had a great insight last night or something. People would look at a person coming in like that, if it's not a special meeting, in a way, what did she put in her pipe this morning? Because we are not used to it. But we create with that drama culture, with constant complaining as a short-term effect, oh, you poor one. So I'm actually, I belong, because we are all doing it together, and I get a little bit of a shoulder pat. I can say, okay, I'm accepted here, I'm well-respected with my drama. But we create a not-so-nice reality together, because we create constantly a drama reality, and more of that, and more of that, and more fighting and everything.
But the single drama queen has already stress inside.
Yeah, so, yeah. In the physical game, she is. Yeah, it's not even good for her. The immune system, which is part of that reality, so true.
Yeah, yeah. Because we are not capable, lack of awareness, taking care of ourselves. Okay, if we put it on others, and then we look for other drama queens. Instead of realizing that we create it.
Awareness. I mean, the quality of the personal awareness creates the quality of the life of this person and the quality of consciousness. And so if I go with a complaining and whiny awareness through the world, and or do I go with a loving awareness through this world and who am I in that game? But again, that first step is to say, that's the game and that's myself. So I have that power to do it.
Emotion.
But I have the power, the strength. Yes.
That's why the people go and trap. And I understand that moving backwards. I had a hard time when the Sufi said, you need to die before you can live. How can that be? That I'm dead and then I live. Or everything is illusion. And if I understand the illusion, I have a better life. I had a hard time to really to get the switch. Let's talk after the break about it.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks. Dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Coming back to the illusions, since I understand more what the real illusion is, then it's just more fun to play with it. If you're not having the conscious to understand the illusion, then it's just simply stress. If you believe in the time concept, you have a hard time to understand there must be something before. There must be something else. How can that be? But if it's not real, okay, then the question is already wrong.
The experience is real. That is the point.
The feeling.
On the game board, it is a real experience. And just to get that, how can I put it, that positive schizophrenic approach to say, that game, I play in that game, but I am not that game. Yes. Nevertheless, I plan it and I have influence on it, and it has influence. I can actually influence others, and we can do better.
Well, here comes a big answer. A lot of people say, oh, I can't do anything.
Because I'm so little smart.
Yes.
Yeah. But then we see we have those people throughout history where one person, I mean, I can take one of the top ones. There's one Jesus. When you take him, there is one Mother Teresa. There is one Princess Diana. There are several people where you say they were just totally against the stream. They broke molds where they actually were going, and they just did their thing. And immediately others came in, and it has an effect. Yeah. And
I just want to come back also to the illusion.
Is it really an illusion? It's a game.
Yes or no, but what is the illusion? The illusion is I see you there, but I don't see you there because something is happening in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't really see you there. And if I open up with modern technology in my head, you are not even in my head. There is no little Rebecca in my head. There's no puppet.
Good feeling.
Yeah, there's just chemical stuff, electronic stuff, and so
yeah.
We learned out of it to create this picture.
Yes.
It's like when we do a Zoom, we have either the feeling the other person is somehow real. Even we know the screen is flat, we get a feeling of, is this a 3D person? I see that this is a real person. But it's not. It's not even a person. It's also just pixels.
Some pixels.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The moment I understood this kind of illusion, that is really trained, that we know today, we are trained out of these pixels to create in the Zoom something, to see it there, to see you now there. Mm-hmm. And we're so adjust to it. That's why I had a hard time when someone told it's all an illusion, not understanding it, because I see you there. The moment I understand how the illusion is created, okay, first of all, it feels a little bit stressy. I like you more like pixels or whatever, like this. But then I can accept it, and then I can go and start really to play with it.
Yeah.
And that helped me a lot to understand it. So get rid of what I see, and there's just, so that's why I understand also, I create everything. And I was just trained to see it, so I can be trained different, and I can train myself different.
Yeah.
To see a lot of things.
We were trained like in a computer game. We were trained to play it with all the rules, all the movements, everything. We were trained to do it that way. Yeah. And the only thing which we had...
into a matrix.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely. But there are a lot of things in it which are lovely. Look at, take it, the Matrix, when that one, I think the name is Cypher, when he then eats that Matrix steak and has a red wine, and it tastes better than what he gets on that spaceship.
Yes.
And there is still some nice things in it, but nevertheless, the point is, it's a personal choice. It's a personal choice. The personal choice, I think, when I work with clients, unfortunately, not so much in the corporate field, because they are so overwhelmed with a rat race. And
limiting the game.
Yeah. And the higher up you get, the higher the price is, the loneliness and the energies around it. So there's sometimes, meanwhile, when I see it through the last 30 years, or even longer, I can see there is a little bit of more and more realism. Realizing that that can't be everything, and they are open for other things, but more on a personal level. The game is still the rat race game. I think we have to make a decision what we want to do, and when we all can feel, and it's interesting when you see on YouTube videos of the Fabulous Four, and you see how many people are following. And you see how many people are giving what kind of comments and everything. There is more and more a huge, huge, there is a movement. People don't, and the very moment people start to dive into it, they are actually doing the steps. And then they realize the computer game, and they realize that they are not the game, that they have the chance not to be in it to play it, but to be safe and trusting and loving on another place, and then they can influence it. And yeah, I think it's very fast, and especially during the pandemic, it's a fast growing amount of people throughout.
Do something different.
Yeah, doesn't matter which nationality, doesn't matter which age or something. It's interesting. I always go for something when I watch something on YouTube. I always look for all the comments to get a feeling what's going on there. And yeah, so there is a growing amount of people, and they all come to it because they know it deep inside. Consciousness knows it.
And we know if there's a growing community, we should one day do another session again, because this time it's over already.
Okay.
Again, it goes so fast. I just want to finish with one thought would help me a lot. Also, because this infinity thinking, I couldn't really understand, also because my brain couldn't understand. And that we're always in physics looking for a theory of everything. And Wilber had a very intense book about the theory of everything.
Not only one book.
How do I understand the whole game? What is it I need to learn?
And all the models. Oh, yeah.
The more we really understand infinity means there is no end. There's always one more. And the more there will never, ever see.
Consciousness is continuously.
So that relaxed me a lot. And I understood more. I can even add something and do my thing. And so we can create also what the inspiration is for a better future for us all. And believe it or not, but you better believe it, the best is yet to come.
This was another episode of Winspiration, Wisdom and Information to support you getting out of illusions, false identifications, limiting beliefs. We all have the power and potential to be more, do more, have more, give more. Reality is what is possible in the universe, and the best is yet to come. If you want to dive deeper into possibilities of creating the extraordinary future, go to winspiration.global or to wolfgangsonnenberg.com. More information and some free downloads like the email program Dream Goals Reality or a copy of the book The Best Is Yet To Come can be found on the UK Health Radio website under the Listen on Demand and Presenters section. Join us again next week on the Winspiration Show for more wisdom and information to create your extraordinary future.